Good morning, audio boomerama lama ding dongs. I hope this Monday finds you all well and hale. I must say, I am really impressed with what some of you have taken to doing this December here on Audio Boom. A few of the audiophiles among our number have begun an audio advent calendar. It was originally Melanie Akpotu's idea, but I'm very pleased to see that a few other people have jumped on that bandwagon as well. Under the hashtag MyAdventCalendar or AudioAdvent, people are posting little Christmas snapshots each day, revealing something new behind each virtual door. You know, I always wanted one of those advent calendars with the little chocolates behind each door, but nobody ever bought me one. And I always thought it was kind of silly to buy myself one, so I never did. I was tempted to a few days ago, because I was browsing the site where I normally purchase my groceries online, and I saw a few of them there. But then I thought, no, my money could be better spent elsewhere. But yes, I love the lead up to Christmas, and so I'm really enthusiastic about this audio advent calendar thing. I must confess, I left a rather... Well, it was meant to be a facetious comment on someone's audio advent boo yesterday. And then I realized after I left it that it could be horribly misconstrued. I was entirely joking, meant to be humorous. And then I thought, oh dear, I hope he actually doesn't take offense at that. It could be taken the wrong way. So, Paul Hopkins, if you're listening, I humbly apologize. You really have not lost my respect. I was entirely kidding. But I do hate that George Michael song. I really do. Rah! Anyhow, if you folks want to know what I'm talking about, check out VI Podcasting's boo of yesterday. And he's actually a really cool guy, so you should check out his post anyway. I definitely endorse him. Speaking of Audio Boom, I absolutely hate the way the app is working, or shall we say not working, on my phone at the moment. It is being a bloody bugbear to use. So I have decided that when I don't have access to my laptop, which is now because I'm at my parents' place and I decided not to bring it, I'm going to use Safari in future to listen to audio boos. Because I tried it yesterday and it actually worked really well. And then that also allowed me to comment. Which I tend to do a lot anyway. Oops. yeah, it's actually quite easy to comment in Safari and to listen to boos. So the Audio Boom app can go and take a long walk off a short pier, as far as I'm concerned. Anyhow, I am probably returning home today, back to Kertibach, which is really a good thing because, frankly, this weekend has been craptastic, and it has nothing to do with my parents. I love them dearly, but I think I just need to get back to my own space and have some time to regroup. There's been a lot of family drama, and it's got nothing to do with Mum and Dad. They've been lovely this weekend, I must say. But for various reasons that I won't go into here, because I don't think it's right to dredge up family drama on social media. My brother has been acting like a total ass, and he's ruining things for other people, including Christmas. So I don't think he heard me yesterday, but when he left the restaurant where we held my grandmother's 94th birthday party, I said, "Goodbye, Scrooge McDuck." I know that wasn't very nice of me, but I've been PO'd at him all weekend, and as I say, I really ought not to go into it, but he's just behaving very badly. He's not getting his way in certain matters, and he's therefore sulking and not being very nice to his girlfriend, and yeah. Anyhow, I ought not to have said anything at all, I suppose. But My brother does not know about Audio Boom, and I have no intention of telling him. And even if he were to hear this... Okay, two wrongs don't make a right, so I'm not going to slag him off here. But, yeah, he ought to know that he's acting... in a manner unbefitting a gentleman, shall we say. My brother's poor girlfriend got in a car accident on Saturday, which is another thing that made the weekend craptastic. She's okay, thank God. And also, thank God she didn't have the kids with her. My mother and I were babysitting them while she went off and did some errands. But she damaged her car quite heavily, as well as the car that she hit, which was a Mercedes. In fact, she did even more damage to it than to her own car, and she was driving a Ford. So my mother said she ought to call up Ford and say, hey, you need to advertise that you can beat a Mercedes. Anyhow, so yeah, she was quite upset about that, and then, you know, my brother, on top of that, behaving foolishly, did not help. I have somehow injured my arm. I'm not sure how I did that. I was holding my nephew on Saturday, so that might have had something to do with it. And he's a big boy for 9 months, boy howdy. Also, I'm not used to holding babies. My arm, I think I pulled a muscle in it at the beginning of last week, and then it got better a few days later, but then on Saturday, whatever I did caused a relapse. And so my arm has been aching terribly all weekend. Then on Saturday night, nobody got much sleep around here because one of my parents' multitudinous smoke detectors started beeping and nobody could figure out which one it was. So their house is all on one level and I'm a really light sleeper, so I hear every little noise. And even with my door shut and earbuds in, I kept hearing beep, beep. So they're going to replace the batteries in all of them, which I think they need to do every year anyway. Then, yesterday, my grandma's birthday party was actually lovely, but my silly brother almost didn't come, and my grandmother would not have been able to see the kids, which really would have disappointed her. She loves her grandchildren and great-grandchildren, and she just adores babies. So it would have been horrible if he had decided not to come, but he finally got his act together, at least for a little while. So yeah, that was excellent. I got to see a lot of my extended family, whom I don't see very often. But, folks, you can dress me up, but you can't take me anywhere, I tell you. The restaurant was very crowded, and the only place I could put my purse was in my lap. Well, I have a compartment on the front of said purse, which has a magnetized closure, so it doesn't close all the way. And I had cranberry sauce with my meal. And stupid me, didn't I go and dribble cranberry sauce all over my purse and all in that compartment? So my Olympus got covered in cranberry sauce, my earbuds, a bag of cough drops. Thank God and all the saints, my iPhone was not in that compartment. Oh. So I had to ask my mother, I didn't even realize till I was almost home that my purse was so profusely sauced. So I had to ask my mother to help me. Oh, bloody Nora. Yeah, so I think it's kind of a good thing that I'm going home. It just has not been a good weekend for me. Except, I have a nice friend here. Yeah, I do. Hi, Fatso. She's snoring. I don't think you can hear her. Unfortunately, my phone is plugged in and I can't move it any closer. Hi. Also, my mum and I were at my brother's place on Friday night, and they have a dog and a cat, and they're both very friendly. So I've had my fair share of animals this weekend. Oh, and my grandma has a cat, too, and I got to see him yesterday. Because we went to her place for a while and decorated it for Christmas. Hi. Oh, Princess, what have you got in your fur? Oh, my Lord. Your butt is just covered in something.